Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after. You know, I thought about Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's on Thanksgiving Day. And I was trying to think, what would be some Thanksgiving music? And I don't even think there is any Thanksgiving. Is there even any such thing as Thanksgiving Day music? I don't think there is. So if you think about it, if Thanksgiving is an American holiday, what could be more American than American rock and roll, right? So there you go. So we got, and what could be more American rock and roll than Heartland music from John Cougar Mellencamp, right? So see there, we're correct. We're absolutely on correct. So that's the story I'm sticking to. You know, every year Americans punctuate Thanksgiving Day as a way to perpetuate a 390-year-old tradition that was begun by that ragtag group of our forebears, whom I talked about in the last segment. The 110 people who became half that size after half their folks died in the first winter. In America, froze to death, starved to death, who knows what happened to them, but about half of the 110 people didn't make it. And so by the fall of 1621, the people who were left, who survived with the help of some Indians like Squanto, they were ready to say thanks. And Thanksgiving Day, in those days it wasn't the proper noun that it is today, but they were still just as thankful, maybe even more thankful than you and I are today. Today we've got some things to be thankful for that I want to remind you about. And this is a list that I've been reading now for a long time on the show. And I didn't know who had authored it. I actually had attributed it to Anonymous for a long time. So somebody said that they thought it came from Mother Teresa. I don't know whether it did or not. I'm a little suspect, but you know what? I'm going to give her credit for it anyway because that suits me just fine. So here's some things to be thankful for, folks. Be thankful for the clothes that fit a little too snug because it means you have enough to eat. Be thankful for the mess you have to clean up after a party because it means you have been surrounded by friends. Be thankful for the taxes you pay, because that means you're employed. Be thankful for your lawn, even when it needs mowing, and your windows when they need fixing, because that means you have a home. Be thankful for your heating bill, because that means you're warm. Be thankful for the laundry, because that means you have clothes to wear. Be thankful for the space you find at the end of the parking lot, the far end of the parking lot, and because that means you can walk. Be thankful for the lady who sings off key behind you in church, because that means you can hear. Be thankful for the alarm that goes off early every morning, because that means you're alive. And if you're a small business owner, be thankful for employees, as troublesome as they can be sometimes, because that means that you've grown your business to the point where you need employees. Be thankful for the fact that you have to make payroll on Friday. As much consternation as that can create for you, you should be thankful for that because that means that you have a certain size business, that you've grown it to a certain size, and you know that's kind of a high class issue. You know, if you've got a business, that means you've got a job, you've got some place to go. Be thankful for being productive. Be thankful for energy, for the energy that you have. I'm thankful for my protoplasm, this vessel that my spirit drives around. I do. I literally say thanks for that. I thank God for my energy, for the whatever level of brain power He's given me, and for the ability to work, the ability to be productive. That's a real blessing. You know, one of the things that I learned from my parents is that working is a noble thing. There's nobility in work. When I saw my blue-collar parents doing the work that they did to raise their family, when I watched them. I watched them do some things right, and they let me witness them doing some things wrong. And there was nobility in that. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for my parents. My dad's gone. My mother's still with me. But I'm thankful for not only for what their contribution to the world and to our family, but for the fact that whatever they had going on in their lives, they let me watch them. Now you think about that. You think about what isn't that a great thing about parents? That whatever's going on, you know, if when you were growing up with your family, with your parents, you might have thought that, you know, if they were fighting or whatever may be going on, that's family stuff, right? That stuff happens. And so they let you witness that, and you learn from that. So I'm thankful for my parents, for the good things and the things that they probably thought weren't so good. But most importantly, small business owners, I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for what you do, for the contribution you make. Even if you're not an American small business, even if you're somewhere in the world, wherever you may be around the world, even if you're not celebrating what we call Thanksgiving here in America today, I'm thankful for you because you are going to be a big part of the leadership. You and I will have to be a big part of the leadership that's going to save planet Earth. I'm convinced of that. It's going to take Main Street small business owners to step up and be leaders. I don't think we can leave it to the politicians, folks. I think we're going to have to be more involved. And I'm thankful that I know I can count on you for that. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy Thanksgiving. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.